All right, inspired by the rock album of the same name by seven-time Grammy Award winner Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill is now playing at Broadway in Chicago's James M. Niederlander Theater. And the Chicago premiere of the production is running for a limited engagement right now through April 23rd. Daniel Phim is part of the ensemble and joins us tonight. Daniel, this show is a big deal for you, as it has been your national tour debut on stage.
It is.
Tell me when the love of theater came to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I started off dancing at a really young age. It was something I just always felt really naturally inclined to. And I'm so grateful to have had two parents who really just, you know, supported me as an artist. And I went to a dance camp one year. I think I was about 9 years old, and they had musical theater there, and I had no idea what that was. And someone explained it to me. They were like, you dance and sing. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds so fun. And yeah, I started doing some shows, and from there, you know, I just fell in love with it. And I've been lucky enough to continue to have done it for most of my life, and I went to school for it. And now I get to do it professionally. So it's such a blessing, and I'm having the best time.
Yeah, it's very cool. And you're a recent graduate of the new studio on Broadway at the NYU's Tisch School of the Arts, right?
Yes, I am. NYU was amazing. It was four of, you know, the best years of my life. It was such a transformative experience, and it's such an amazing program for any aspiring theater artist.
Very, very cool. Well, the play Jagged Little Pill officially opened on Broadway back in late 2019. I saw the play last night. So the touring group that is with it, is there any local Chicago folks in it, or is it really the touring company that's going around with the play right now?
Yeah, so I don't think we have any Chicago locals in our production. It's, you know, it's a group of people from all around the states.
Oh, okay. Very cool. So tell folks what the story is all about, because I think a lot of people are familiar with the Alanis Morissette album and the song, but let's talk a little bit about the story here.
Yeah, absolutely. So the show takes Alanis's famous album, Jagged Little Pill, and it uses the songs to tell a new story about an all-American family who is struggling with a lot of the issues that a lot of us struggle with, you know? The main character is MJ, and she is struggling with addiction, and she is the matriarch of her family and of her house, and she is just confronting her own issues and her own demons and how it's affecting the people around her. The amazing thing about this show is that there's something for everyone to relate to. There are teenage characters, there are young adult characters, there are older characters, and each of them have stories, and each of them are struggling through a lot of issues that everybody deals with. So it's really about life, it's about love, it's about family, and there's awesome rock music. So it's a great combination.
That's right. That's right. That's right. How did you get the role, and how did you get the part?
Yeah, so I had an audition about a little bit over a year ago, and obviously I had seen it on Broadway, and I knew that it was such an amazing show. I remember when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, I would do anything to be in this show. And so, yeah, I went to the audition. They had us do some dancing and singing and acting. And, yeah, and then it just happened.
Very, very cool.
A year later.
A year later, exactly. Well, as I say, you know, the story, it was relatable on a lot of levels. And probably a little too close to home probably for a lot of people in the audience, because they covered so many different things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I think that is something that I always like to tell people before they go in, because as you said before, a lot of people don't know what to expect. And a lot of people think that it's a story about Alanis Morissette, which is, you know, it's not. We really, Diablo Cody, who's the book writer, you know, she uses Alanis Morissette as a tool to confront like a lot of these really heavy issues. You know, it definitely is a heavy show. But it's also, what I love about it is that it's contrasted with so much love and comedy and light at the same time. So it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it was a great cast. It was a fun performance. Performances awesome. For Jagged Little Pill are Tuesday through Friday at 7:30, with a Wednesday matinee at 2 o'clock on April 19th, Saturdays at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and Sundays at 2 p.m., with an additional performance on Sunday, April 16th at 7:30. And for tickets, you can visit BroadwayInChicago.com. Now, let me ask you, while you've been in town, and I know it's been just a short period of time, what have you been able to experience in our city yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, today I went to, I think it's called Ohio Street Beach. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay, I said the name right. Yeah, we went there today. We had the morning off. We didn't have rehearsal. It was such a beautiful day. on such a cool beach, you know, surrounded by all the cities and the water. Like, how awesome. Haven't been able to go out too much because we've been in rehearsals for a bit, but hoping tonight to get out a little bit. And we're here for almost another week, so I'm really hoping to explore the city.
Yeah, very cool. Well, enjoy yourself, Daniel. Great talking to you.
Yes, you too. Have a nice day.